Yotza Halosh Hamakatev Vahoifim. So these were three cases that was Nigma Malachte Lechalem. So a poel does not have Shchusei Achila. Taima L'ri. So the Ri understood that the Tan is saying there are different cases, different I found them when it becomes Nigma Malachte Lechalem. Once by Losh, a different time by Oife, a different time by Mekate. That means these are different Oifanim when it becomes Nigma Malachte Lechale, and when it becomes Nigma Malachte Lechale, so the Paya loses the Schus Achila. Taimalari. So the Ri asks, the Bishleima Oife Itzrech Lemisne. Now, it is possible that the Gmar Meloche Lechale comes first Bishas Afia. Avogav de Tonolosh, Mishum de Mashkachas de Chayiv Bechale, Afilu Loilosh. It's Shayach that there should be a Chayiv Chale without Lisha, Al Yedei Afia, Damrin Beper Kol Shom, Adufshonim viskeritin of on bilfis pturim betano chayov. So Taisus means to say as follows: there are some times that the chiyuv chala is chal b'shas lishe, and that is by a blila ovo. By lila ovo, so the lishe is then nigma malachte lechala. By a blila raka, so there's no lishe. So then, the afiyah could bring about a chiyuv chale, ofa betano, so then it's chayiv b'chale, ofa be'ilfis. If it wasn't baked in a tano, so there's no chiyuv chale. So memele, it's very good that the tana is telling us there's sometimes there's a chiyuv chale through lishe, sometimes there's a chiyuv chale through afiyah. Ela mekatev amai tonilo. Or why does it say mekatev? Mekatev means he's coating the dough. Chiyesh mekatev beloy lisha. So it would seem mekatev is another oifen that it becomes chayiv b'chale through kituv. There's no such thing. Kituv is efta lisha, b'blila ova, so memela. So why does he mention mekatev? So Tais was lives by a tame. There's a very interesting Teres Chaim. The Teres Chaim asks, the Gemara before said that there is by, you need Gedulei Karke. And if it's not Gedulei Karke, the poel does not have Schusei Achila. Yotzo, Acholev, Amegabein, Amechabeit. So Mamela, there's no Schusei Achila. So, fragt der Teures Chaim, so let's ask a kasha. After Chaylev, so wait, why is he telling me Megabein? I mean, so it's not a new poita. Not Chaylev is a poita. Megabein is a poita. No, Pshat is, he's telling me cases where a poil does not have schusi achila. You need gedulei karka. So what work are we speaking about that there's no gedulei karka? I'll tell you. Chaylev is megabein mechabitz, but it's not pshat that this is a second that if he that would be schusei achila by chaylev, but is megabein. That's not pshat. You need gedulei karka. So chaylev, megabein, and mechabit are three things which are not gedulei karka. And the reason he doesn't have schus achil because it is not gedulei karka. If it's not chaylev, it's megabein. You need gedulei karka. And I'll tell you what cases are there that you have a poel working and he doesn't have schus achilas. I'll tell you. It's chaylev, it's mechabetz, it's megabe. but it's three different cases, but not the ptur is chal by this one. The ptur, there's one ptur. It's not gedulei karka. I'm just being minor cases. I'm enumerating cases that a poel doesn't have schusei achila. This. So zukt teiris chayim. Rashi said bishas gilgul ha'ise. Bishas Gilgul Ha'ise is a chiyav chala. So finished. So after Gilgul Ha'ise, there's no schusei poil, because there's a chiyav chala. So now the Tana is just enumerating, so what are you hiring a worker to do that he doesn't have schusei achila? So I can hire him to be a makatev, I can hire him to be a oif, I can hire him to be a losh. But not that the Tana is telling me that if it wasn't this stage, it'll be another stage. We're speaking about the Zatzad HaShoveh. If it's Chaya B'Challa, and that comes about B'Shas Gilgul Ha'isa, so finished. So he doesn't have Schusi Achila. Now the Tana is just telling us different Mishalim of Pulis, which are done by something that's already Chaya B'Challa. There's Losh, there's Mekate. So not the way Tosfos understood that he's telling me, Oive, in a case where there was no Losh, so how is there Chalachiyev Chala? Fakir, the Tana is talking about there was Chalachiyev Chala already, and he's just telling us, enumerating different types of pulas that a poel does not have Schusei Achila. Midi Maisa Kagorim, Gmar Malachik Agor, the Kivin Dimhoyu Chayovim B'Maisa. If there would be a Chiyav Maisa, have a Choshev Gmar Malachik L'Maisa Achar Meruach. So then, after Meruach, that would be considered a Gmar Malachik. Vayinu Hoyuchim Bosar Oysa Gmar Malachik. So whenever in the Gedulei Karka there is a Gemar Meloche which is Choshev to create a Chiyav Maisa, so after this Gemar Meloche a poel does not have a Schus Achila. The criteria is Gemar Meloche, not the Chiyav Maisa b'poel. Is Kiyen Chayovim Nami Lehav Apochis V'nezel V'asro V'mayzlin V'osachal. The Gemara asked, I have here a Gemar Meloche which is after Miruach, and that alone is a mafkia from the Schus Achilas poil. Vaboidel betmorim, apopi de leka maisa elamida rabonum, chshivig mal malachto lemaisa, kivin di have a buhu maisa midaraisa, bezline bosig mal malachto lemaisa. So that alone, all you need is a Gemar Meloche, something that has a chshivas of a Gemar Meloche. If this means is Chayav Maisa, is not Chayav Maisa, it's irrelevant. But this is a Gemar Meloche for something. If it would have Maisa, this would be a Gemar Meloche which create a Chayav Maisa, so that has a shame Gemar Meloche which was mafki the schusei poil. Now we're going to have a new sugya. Iboy lohu poil mahu sheyahavhev buur v'yoichel. Can a poil toast kernels buur be'esh v'yoichel? And halita, what is the shaila? Mihave ke'anovim v'dovar achar eloi. Now, just to refresh our memory, let us look at Daf Pezayin Amid Beis. And Pezayin Amid Beis, the Gemara darshened the posik which tells us the schusei poil. So the Gemara darshened anovim v'loy anovim v'dovar acher. That's 5 lines from the bottom. The pasuk says, "V'chalto anovim, v'lo yanovim v'dovar acher." So Rashi says over here, "V'lo yanovim v'dovar acher, litboil anovim b'melach." to be toibul da novim b'melech lemaskon, that this sweetens the anovim, sheyoichel harbe. So the Pasuk says, one, a poil only has schusei achile v'chalto anovim. If you're eating anovim, eat to your heart's content. But if you want to be moisif to the achila, you're eating anovim plus something else, and the reason you're being moisif to something else is to enable you to eat more, to make it tastier, and you'll eat more, that you don't have a schus achila. So the Pasuk says to the drashes va'achalta anovim, you only have schusi achila from anovim. But to be moisif adova acha, to enhance the achile, and that will bring about, you'll be able to eat more anovim, and that you don't have a schus. That was the drash we had on the Pesayin Amid Beis. Now let's go to our Gemara. Iboilu poil ma'u sheyehav heiv bu'u v'yoichel. Is a poil permitted to toast the kernels, the melilois, or the anovim, v'yoichel, mihavi kanovim v'dovar acher, eloi. So let us see what Rashi says. Ma'u shi yahave v'ul es hamelilois, the kernels, v'ul memasik tamom, and through that he toasts it, the tam is sweeter, v'cheino anovim. Let us just see the beginning of Taisvis. Perish bekontrish, sheul memaskoi, the fire makes it sweeter. Uboi imshori lahavev ulemasek. Shayedei came, yoichel yoisa, elit mo. The Torah gave him a schus achile, vaachalta anovim. So the Pashtus, the Shaila is, the Pasuk says, it's a halach, so the Torah answered to add on, to be mitzaref to the achilas anovim adover acha. What is the time of the krah? Because the alidei adover acha eat more. But al kaponim the tzura sa'isar is anovim v'dover acher. So if there's no hesof of a dover acher, that means I'm eating the kernels without any additives. So even though I'm accomplishing what I accomplish with a dover acher, but the Torah said anovim v'loy dover acher, that's the iser. Or do you look at the time of the krah? The Torah said, "Achalta anovim v'dover acher." The time of the krah shlo yoichel harbe. So if it'll be yoichel harbe without with the hivu, it'll also be also, or maybe not. That's the shaila of the Gemara. That's the shaila. Toshma, Rashoi balabayis lahashkeis pe'alim yayin. Kedei shlo yoichlo anovim harbe. That means even though the Torah gave a schus to the pa'alim to eat anovim, if the ba'alim wants to give them to drink wine with an intent, because through the shtiyas yayin somehow they lose their appetite and they won't eat too much anovim, he's allowed to. He's allowed to do this, and that's no issa whatsoever. Now it says something else. Rashoim poyalim letavel pitom betzir. They can previously be metavel their pas betzir, a type of a brine. And it seems this achile of pas betzir brings about kedei sheyoichlu anovim harbe, that they'll have a tremendous appetite to eat a lot of anovim. Now let's just speak about the second halacha. The second halacha, when they're eating the anovim, they're eating plain anovim. There's no anovim v'dovacha. We're eating anovim. That's it. But I have a tremendous appetite to eat anovim, because 5 minutes ago I was metabol pitoy betzir, and that somehow brings about a appetite to eat anovim. So here, l'chayre, this is similar to hivu. That means the mechuvin of anovim v'dova acher, the accomplishment of anovim v'dova acher I have here, because through the tibul pitom betzir is going to eat a lot of anovim, but the tzura sa'isa of anovim v'dova acher I don't have. I'm eating anovim alone. So the Gemara is poshut to shailah. So you see clearly that even though the mechuvin is coming about, I'm eating a lot of anovim, but since it is not come about through achilas anovim v'dover acher, it's mutter. So memela, so hivuv should also be mutter. That's the Gemara's right. And so the Gemara is matchet, so the Gemara says no. Lachshuri gavre loikame boilam. Over there, he's building, he's not doing anything to the machel. He's not making the machel tastier or more tempting. He's building an appetite in himself. So that's a zichanoisa, that if a person will build up in himself a greater appetite to eat anovim. That's no shaila. Because that the Torah never asked ki kami boilon la'achshuri peire. The shaila is, anovim v'dovar acher is b'shas t'achilas ha'peire. You're going to eat more peiris because of the dovar acher. So that's the issa. So now we have a shaila, if I'm a haviv da'anovim, if that will be yosa or not. But that what you brought a raya from Teufel and Pitom Betzir is b'chol not a raya. Let us see Rashi. Achshuri gavre lohochin atzmoy lachila merube. If he's making himself that he has a tremendous appetite, loy mi boilon, that was never a shayla. Sharei loy oscha olav toire. There's no Israel to make and the gavre a tremendous appetite. V'haylav k'anovim v'davaracha domi. This is not like the whole Israel of anovim v'davaracha. Dohosom gabi anovim achshuri peiri. Over there, I'm making the peiri more tempting that one should eat more peiris. So memela, so it's bechlal, no raya to, it's no raya to our shayla. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Toshma, voi allem euchlen anovim boroshe umnuyesh shalahem. Now let us see what this means. Voi allem euchlen anovim, kol achiloson, all the anovim, they have an intent to eat, mashin, they wait, they hold themselves back, עד שמגיעים לראשי ומניעס, the rosh of the shures of the kromim, שהן בגולי, the rosh of the shure is exposed to the sun, והשמש מכה אויסון וממסקון, the grapes by the rosh of the shure are very גשמק. ראשי ומניעס, ראשי שures הקרם, בלושנה רמי וציוסו ולז אומה. Fine. So the first halacha is that even though by holding themselves back, they're eating the delectable anovim, so they're going to eat a lot, and that's no shaila whatsoever. I mean, these are also the grapes that they're oisik with, and they didn't eat before, so they'll have an appetite to eat these delicious grapes now. But al-kaponim, to do a pu'ule to sweeten the grapes pu'ul is also. So we have a clone now. That was the shaila. If davka novim v'dova acher is also, or any pu'ule
which will be machshir, the achile, that maybe tib mos also. And it says here clearly, bovachla yahavavu bu'u. So the Gemara says, no, you're learning the wrong pshat. Hosa mishum bitul malache. The baraisa means the palam are working. They can work. They don't have to eat in the trilas ashure. They can wait till the end of the shur and then they eat to the heart's content. But to take with themselves a blowtorch and to go and be mamasik the anovim, that's bitul malacha. And shuldik, you're in the middle of working, you're allowed to eat, but not to be machshir, the grapes to taste better, but not als anovim v'dovaracha, als bitul malacha. So what is the shayla? Ki kami boilon hechadiki ishta yabona. My, our shayla is his wife and the children, they're not working, they're not hired. They know that the father loves the anovim and the melilas that are moved, but they're coming along with their blowtorch and they're gonna do it. So the shayla is does this have a din of anovim v'dovaracha? Or is it better? So Rashi says, "Hosa mishum bitul malocha shemavatal atzmek shemahavi." There he's mavatal himself on malocha. But the shaila that we're clearing, the ike ishta yabono shloi niskeru eitzal abalabais, they're not hired, or mahava vin loy, and they're mahava for him. Yeah. So the Gemara vayta, so what's the din? Toshma. Lo yahavev bu'u v'yoichal. He shouldn't be mahavev. V'lo yichmer ba'doma v'yoichal. He shouldn't put it into hot sand, which will also enhance the achila v'yoichal. V'lo yafrich al gabei hasela v'yoichal. He shouldn't bruise the peiris al gabei hasela. We'll see by banging it on a sela, perhaps he sweetens it or it tastes better. Layafrich al gabi sela v'yoichal. Ava mafrich al yad v'yoichal. But he can bruise and bang the peiris one hand on another. That is permitted. Fine. Al kaponim, we started off lo yahav yahavev bu'u. So the Gemara wanted to bring a rayim that hivu v'sosa. So the Gemara says, Hosam nami mishum bitul malocha. There also, there's no raya that hivuv is also als anovim v'loy davaracha. There it's also als bitul malocha. And the Gemara says, I'll prove it to you. Hachi nami mistavre. The is al kedaitach mishum misuki peirim. If you will tell me that the Isar is als misuki peire, the way you wanted to bring a raya, sela my misuki peire ike, does, by banging it on a sela, does that bring a misuki peire? That doesn't bring a misuki peire. So al kochach, so what's the Isar of sela? So al kochach, the Isar of sela is als bitul malocha. So the Gemara says, no, yevshir the lemamtik puta. No. That a seller banging it on a seller also creates some sort of a mesikis. So you don't have any raya. That means I could learn the iseris als hivuv. And all these things, all these things are similar to anovim v'dovarach. That could be. You want to tell me that it's also altsbittel malach? No, it could be altsbittel malach. But you wanted to prove it's bittel malach because there's no mesikus by yafrich al gabisel. It's not true. There is a mesikus mamtik put. So trashim, v'lo yichmer yechamein. That means he's warming up the peiris by putting it into hot earth. It's you're bruising the peiris. Al yad, miyad liyad. So the bar we don't have any right. Toshma. Poyalim shoyu oidrim betainim, vegoidrim betmorim, uboitzrim banovim umoiskim bezeisim.
Now, all these are pa'ulas of harvesting. Each fruit has a different loshen. When do you pick the fruit?
Walk upon them. We're speaking about poilim who were harvesting teinim, tmorim, anovim, zeisim, fine.
Harei elu oichnim. So they're allowed to eat from these peiris, and that is the din. That means the oisik b'gmar melochem. So they're allowed to eat b'shas gmar melochem.
Upturim in the potter from maisa. Shatoyro zichso lohem.
That means like this. We heard this svore before, that there's a svore that mekach is keveya for maisa. The mekach is keveya for maisa. So memelem, if it would be considered like a schus, if it would be considered like he's giving them a schus to eat the peiris, so that would be considered like this is a payment for their work. They're working, and besides the schiris, he's giving them a schus achila. So then it would be similar to mekach, and then they would not be permitted to eat the peiris, because mekach is kaveya lemaisa. But upturim the potter for maisa. Shatoyra zichsolem, this is not, he's paying them, not this goes into a bonus for their schiris, this is aschus atoyra, so it doesn't have the chshivis of mekach, so it's not kevel amais. So what did we have so far? Harei elu oichon, the oisik b'shas gmar meloche, so they have schusei achila. And the schus achila is min hashamayim, not from the bailim. So therefore, upturim, so there's no chiyiv of choshes maisres, shatoyra zichsalem. Now, the baraisa continues, bepitom lo yoichlu, don't eat together these anovim with pas. That is gematria anovim v'dover acher, because that's the meat. They have no right to eat this. Ela imkein, not la reshus mi balabais. If the balabos says you can eat the anovim with pas, not b'chalakovet. If he gives them reshus, so they're allowed to. V'lo yispois b'melach v'yoichal. Now, they're not allowed to dip it into salt. Yeah. So the Gemara brought a raya from this did. So the Gemara understood. Let's understand the havamin of the Gemara. We're speaking about schusei pealim, and it says a poil does not have a schus to be metabol the anovim in salt. Now the Gemara held that the havamin al kaponim, that dipping it into salt is not anovim v'dover acher. The salt becomes an intrinsic chelik of the anovim. It's part of the anovim. It's not anovim v'dover acher. No, the salt makes that it should taste better and lead a lot. So if it says over here, v'loi, it says v'loyispois b'melach v'yoichol, so I have a raya that hivuv is also, because this is similar to hivuv. This is not a dover acher, and you're not allowed to. So if just like salt is also, so hivuv will be also. So the Gemara is matre melach.
No.
Melach is another substance. Good, it becomes nivla in the anovim. But that is nichlal
in the Isser of Anovim v'loi Dovarache. You're adding, that's when you're adding something to the Anovim. That's called Avachalt Anovim v'loi Anovim v'Dovarache. That's called Dovarache. That is the meat. And that we had on Rashi da Pesainam at base, when we had a meat, Avachalt v'loi Anovim v'loi Dovarache, Rashi said, Shalit Pol Mamelach. Fakir. Hivuv is better. Hivuv, there's no Dovarache. You have the accomplishment of Dovaracha without a mitzis of Dovaracha. Let us see Rashi. Oidrin, Moiskin, Boitzrin, Goidrin, Kulam, Loshen, Lakitei, Lachal, Melamin, each mean has a different Loshen, Lakitei. Upturim in a Maisa, Veloi, Amrinon, we don't say Mekachu, that it's a Mekach, Lafish ain't that nice chorom. It's not a condition, a chelik of their schirus, that this is a bonus on their schirus. Al teiris ochsalem. It's not the Bailam is giving them. The Bailam will give them. This would be considered like a mekach. They're giving a service and he's giving this bonus. Bepiton lo yoichlo. Mishum dina noket lo. This is al chayshem mishpat. Lafi sha'oichlin harbe, and this is mamish anovim v'loi davaracha. Lo yispois yitpoil. Kasal kedaitoch, mishum anovim v'davaracha, koma v'loi mishum maisa, not that svisa creates a chiyo maisa. Alma achshuri peira osa, even though it's not a real davaracha. So the Gemara is matrino, melach vadai kanovim v'dovarach adomi. Va'af algav da'olayu da'anovim kamavadalei. He spreads it out. It's not, he's eating a chunk of salt together with a grape. He spreads it out on the grapes. V'lav milsei ba'apei navshehu. It's not a dovarach sofas. Mikol mokim davarachu, but abo lemaise, it is another substance. Avo mahav emel on the shori. You can't be poishet. The yispais by melach is falta davaracha. It's another ingredient, and this is nichlal. And what the pasuk says, vachalta anovim leanovim v'davaracha. But hivuv is still a shaila. Fine. Okay, so the Bible, we weren't poshut anything. We just know kaponim that Svisa b'melech is anovim v'dovaracha, and hivu we still have our shailo. Frek the Gemara weiter, but let's go. We said in this paraisa, v'loi yispois b'melech v'yoich. Halachically, we have a paraisa that says he is not permitted to be soifes b'melech. Oreminu aleshu akash. We learned a baraisa that says as follows: Hasoicher es hapoyel laader ulekashkeish tachas hazeis. A person hired a poyel, and the purpose was he's going to dig underneath the zeisim, or he's going to cover the shiroshim. So this poule, there's no schusay poyel because a poyel is only Zoiche by that he does b'shask mal meloche. This the tree is mechuber and he's just enhancing the growth of the tree. There's no schusay poil whatsoever by this. Right. So that's what it says. Asoiche sapoil ader lekashkeish tachas azeisim. Hareize lo yoichel. He has no right to eat because there's no schusay achile by this meloche. The Braise continues, Sochoi Livtzer, but what if he hired him to take down the Anovim, Sochoi Limtzer, to take down the Zeisim, Sochoi Lelaket, or to be Malaket, the Peres HaNoishrim, Areza Oichel. So now, this is, he's a poil that's doing Meloche, Bigmar Meloche, and that, Areza Oichel. Upoto, And he's potter min ha-maise, she-teire zichzor lehem, the teire, this is not mekach, this is a teire zichzor lehem. Fine. So far, so good. קוצץ, אחס, אחס. קוצץ, period. What if he was קוצץ? And let us just say pshat on this. Kotzatz is going back and la'ade u'lekashkesh. That means like this. We said before that la'ade u'lekashkesh lo yoichal. He is no schusei achila because this is not a poil that's oisig b'gmal melochim. What is kotzatz? What is if he made up with him? You're allowed to eat. He's giving him a schus achila by Idur and Kishkush. So it says like this, Achas, Achas, Yoichal. He's allowed to eat one peri at a time. Shtayim, Shtayim, Lo Yoichal. Two, he's not allowed to eat. We'll come back to this later, what pshat in this halach. And now it says, V'soyfeis b'melach v'yoichal. He's allowed to stick in melach. Now, without getting into the particulars, we have a stira in two baraises. The previous baraise said, V'loi yispois b'melach, and here it says, V'soifes b'melach v'yoich. So the Gemara has a problem, but we have to be mevara on what case V'soifes b'melach is speaking about. So the Gemara asks, ahai. We have here, in this baraisa, we have two cases. The first case was speaking about sochoi liftzer, that he eats alt poil. And before we said a poil is not permitted to be soifes b'melach, and if it's going if this baraisa is going on sochoi liftzer, it's a soifes b'melach, we have a stira. So we have a stira, these two baraisas. Or it could be it's going on the sefer, it's going on the reisha of the asoiches apoil la'adr l'kashkesh. This is and it's going on kotzatz. The shalv is going on kotzatz on the reish of the sefer, or it's going on the case before a sochrei liftzer. So the Gemara says like this: Ilema a sefer, if it's going on the sefer by kotzatz, we're saying kotzatz is going about sochrei. It was soicher la'ader l'kashkesh. So he was soicher him to do pu'ulis, which there's no schusei achila. And kotzatz, and he was kotzatz, you're allowed to eat. And it says, v'soifeis b'melach, he's allowed to stick it into salt. So the Gemara says, shkayach, given the kotzatz, Kol heichi de boi lechel. So what's the chiddush? We're talking about he's not eating als schusei poil, because it's sochei la'ader u'lekashkesh. He is eating als kotzatz, because it says kotzatz. So if a soifes b'melech is going by kotzatz, so what's the chiddush? I said, this is not the parsha of the Torah, if it says, v'chal ta'novim v'lei dovarach, this, he has no schus achila whatsoever. I told him, I'm hiring you la'adr l'kashkesh, and he asked the Bailam, and can I eat? Gizun t'rei, that's what's the bills. So, memela, so if it's speaking about kotzatz, it says, seifeis v'melach, shkoyach, v'shteitzach, he's allowed to. What's the chiddush? Ilay ma'aseifa, given the kotzatz, kolech the boy, leichel. So what's the chiddush? Elalav areshe, so b'soifes b'melach is going on the, that means the sochei liftzer, that more calls the reshe, kotzatz more calls the seifa, and sochei liftzer, the more calls the reshe, And And here it's speaking about a reza oichel. He eats als schusay achila. And that it says b'soifes b'melach. So now we have here a stira. The previous paraisa said, that what? That if v'loy yispois b'melach, if goydrim, poish oydrim b'teine, goydrim b'tmorim, v'loy yispois b'melach. And here it says, v'yispois b'melach, soifes b'melach. So we have here a kasha. Now let us see Rashi. Zit Rashi, lader, lachper. Lekashkeish, lechaseish, sheroshim, hamigulim. Harezel, lo yoichal, min hazeisim shebino. The binin shask ma meloche. This is not shask ma meloche. Sochoi, limtsoi ba'anovim, limtsoi b'zeisim, lo lakit b'shar peiris. Oison hanoishim al gaba kalke, kotzatz vehisnim balabayis amenasha oichel, avalek ein mekach. Achas oichel. De bepochais mishtayim leichayil isel shem goyren bedovo shaloi nigmero melachtoi. Now, Rashi says, let's just go a little further. Shtayim, shtayim, lo yoichel. The shtayim, if he's eating two peiris, mechimoti lohu milse dachshivuse, that means the schus achile comes about through a davar choshuv. What does that mean? Kegoin ktitza, that he was kaitzitz with the bailim, that he's allowed to eat. Oy mekach, chayil alayu shem geirin. So then, the chshivis of ktitza gives the two peres a chshivis of geirin. That means, between you and me, two peres, that's not called a goyren. Later we'll have an asmachte that two peiris have a shame goyren. So now Rashi explains this halach. When does he get a shame goyren? If his schus achile in these peiris came about to a dovo choshuv, and a dovo choshuv is mekach or ktsitze, so then, two peiris have a shame goyre. One peiri does not have a shame goyre. So Rashi says, we are speaking about dovor sheloi nigmero melachtoi. There's no gmar meloche. If there's a goyren, so the goyren gives it a din of gmar meloche. But we're talking about there was no gmar meloche, and we're having Adarabon and the Kegoyim, we'll see soon, two have a din of Adarabon and the Kegoyim. When do two have a din of Adarabon and the Kegoyim? If there was a Dovah Choshuv that gave him a Schus Achila. A Dovah Choshuv is Tzitze or Mekach. So that is Pshat. Ukviyuse dik Tzitze u Mekach, this Kviyus that makes two a goyren, the rabbonanu. This is a rabbonan de kedin, kedamoran leel. The imidiyei reise, if it would be a minatoire ein chilik ben shtayim laachas. If minatoire mekach is mechayev meise, so Rashi said before, on that pesayin and base, you don't even need gmar meloche. Mekach is equivalent to Gmar Meloche. But Lamaisa Mekach is a Darabonon. So it's a Darabonon. So you need a Gmar Meloche. But Mekach accomplishes that if you're eating two peiris you took two pairs to eat together. So these, the Mekach gives these two pairs achshivas of a goyren, and if there was a goyren already, so it's chai b'maisa midarabon. It's a goyren the rabbonon, and it's chai b'maisa midarabon. Fine. So that is, that now we just said teichverte, we said teichverte that if it was kotzatz, if it was kotzatz, he's allowed to eat singly the peiris, because kotzatz only gives it a shame goyren by two, but you need two. So kotzatz, achas, achas, oichel, shtayim, shtayim, lo yoichel. And it says further, v'soifes b'melach v'oichel. Kosal kedaitoch, the Gemara held, Sfise b'maisa loy mahanye. Sfise has nothing to do with Gmar Moloche, with Maisa. V'loy noket lay ele lashminon, loy ma'ake v'loy balabayis. So the soyves b'melach, we're getting back to Chayshe Mishpat. Kotza tzoycha lachas achas v'loy shtayim shtayim is yiradei. We're speaking about Hilchas Maisres. That it was kotza, it's by 2 days a shame goyren, and you're not allowed to eat it. Because it's chayev b'maisres. The havamin of the Gemara was v'soifes b'melach v'oichel. So the Gemara held